universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. There are some people, when they think about Easter, they're glad to see it go. Oh, sure, they like the food, the candy, but they just don't like the holiday at all. Probably because they don't see that it makes much difference in their life. I've heard one person say, okay, you say Jesus rose again. What good is that? I mean, it's not affecting or helping me today. I don't see any difference from today to tomorrow. Admittedly, as a kid growing up, I sometimes thought that too. I didn't see a big difference. But then I heard the story of Kathy. This was years ago. It was recorded on a cassette tape. I don't even know Kathy's last name anymore. I knew she was in Montana, and that's about it. She told her story. She said, when I was 28, all of a sudden I started having problems. So I went to the doctor. They did a lot of tests, and they finally concluded I had a tumor in my brain, and it had to be operated on immediately. And the doctor said, it's not going to look good, but we'll do the best we can. When you came out of surgery and she woke up, the doctor said, well, we're sorry, but we weren't able to get it all. And yes, it was cancerous. So that means it's going to return and it'll be rather aggressive. So we don't even know how long you'll live. And even with what we did take, we also, in doing so, took your sight. So Kathy was left blind and with the information that she would die fairly soon. What amazed me then was what Kathy said. She said it was her faith in God that brought her through the surgery. Okay, I get that. But then she said, it was also my faith in knowing that Jesus died and rose again from the dead that gives me hope and help in my life being blind. She said, I know that I will live 10 billion years. It kind of struck me. I'm going to live 10 billion years. She said, oh, I don't know how long I have on this earth. My physical body has problems, and I only have a limited time to live in on this earth on this side. But I will live because Jesus died and rose. I know that I will rise, and I will live 10 billion years. She went on to then quote her favorite Bible verse, which kept her through all these tough times. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. She went on to talk about that knocking on the door. Well, Jesus knocked on the door of the tomb from the inside, and blasted a hole out the back. And the reason the stone was rolled away in the front was so we could see that he left the grave and that he opened the door to glory, to God, and to eternal life. She said when she lost her sight and was told she had cancer, it wasn't like, poof, Christ said to her, well, you have cancer, you're going to die. Too bad, give up on life. She said, not at all. Instead, it was more of a way to say, let's look at life differently. No, you won't be able to do what you did before, but life goes on. Who's around you? Who needs help? You can be a help to those who are in need. I suppose it's partly my mom, but certainly Kathy. When I have problems come up, and I first think, oh, what next? What now? My mind then goes to Jesus. And because he died and rose again, I know my sins are forgiven. I have a relationship with God. And so I can go to God just as Kathy did and ask him anything. And as Kathy even pointed out, God will always answer you. Sometimes it's yes. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's wait. But God will always answer our prayers. That is the positive result of Easter. We know that because Jesus broke down the walls of sin and death and made that huge hole into heaven, we have an access line to Him, our prayers, and He will help us. Now our lives take on a different meaning, because our lives now will serve Him, even as our lives in 10 million billion years will be able to serve Him as well. We pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you give us everlasting life. Thank you that you give us purpose and meaning in our life now. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. Thank you for opening the door to everlasting life and the door to our prayers being answered. In your name, Jesus, we ask this and thank you. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.